Hello, good day, guys, and thank you once again for joining me today on the Diary of a Conversationist. And so today we are stuck on the series of emotional intelligence. And prior to this episode, I had talked about what emotional intelligence is. I've talked about self-control. And so today I'm talking about self-regulation. Remember what I said self-awareness is you having the ability to, you know who you are, right? That's what I said yesterday. So today I'm talking about self-regulation. So when we talk about self-regulation, what does that mean? From the word there, self, that means you, and regulation, control. That means you having a handle of yourself, you knowing yourself well enough to, you know, control yourself. So on the self-regulation, it has like five facets under it, the same way self-awareness had three sub headings under it. And so one of the things about self-regulation is self-control, trustworthiness, conscientiousness, adaptability, and innovativeness. So these are like the five sub parts of self-regulation. So when we say self-control, is like you managing disruptive emotion and impulsiveness, trustworthiness, maintaining a standard of honesty and integrity. Conscientiousness is taking responsibility for personal performance. Adaptability is you flexibly handling situations, while innovativeness is talks about being comfortable with and open to new things, new ideas, and new information. So, by self-regulation, when we talk about self-control, which is like the first part of self-regulation, is an individual that has self-control, they know how to manage their impulsive, you know, feelings and distress emotions as well. You know, sometimes we have days that are stressful. I, for one, for instance, like my yesterday was, you know, was stressful, and I had a friend call me up and she wanted to talk about what's happening with her and everything. Somewhere in me, I knew that I wouldn't give her my best to, you know, like listen to her, you know, regardless of whatever she had said. I didn't know what she wanted to say to me, but, and another part of me didn't want to just, say, I can't talk to you right now. You know, so I was like, okay, let's talk. And in the midst of the conversation, because I was already stressed, I was agitated, because I felt like she was trying to like, are you okay? Is it comfortable for you? Is it okay for you? And I was like, okay, it's okay. I just wanted her to go to the point, like, know why she was calling me and all that, so I could just get off the phone. And you know, when I dropped that call and I was like, I would have just taken the first option, which is just tell her, let's talk about this tomorrow, okay? Like, then I know that I'll give my best to it, right? So self-control under self-regulation is you managing your impulsive feelings and distress emotions as well. So this morning, you know, when I was in the part where I was just meditating and everything in the morning, I realized that I would have handled that situation better. So I was like, okay, now I know very well that when I'm, you know, when I'm in a situation whereby I'm tired or I had a stressful day, I can't really do much with regards to helping another person. So at that point, I should just focus on, you know, being vitalized, refreshed before I can actually push myself to do something else to someone else, right? So that's me knowing at that point, having control of my impulsive or emotions or feelings. So I don't, I now know that when I'm tired, when I'm having stressed, I can't do much. I just know that part. So moving forward, I'll do better, right? So a person that has self-control, they still compose, positive, flippable, even in trying moments. They think clearly and stay focused under pressure. And so it's difficult. I don't know. Personally, from what I just said to you guys, I think maybe I really don't do well under pressure. So anything that puts pressure on me, that makes me feel strained or stressed, I'll try as much as possible not to put myself in it. And even when it had happened, because sometimes you can't really control things, even when it happened, I'll just try to manage it with myself and not at that point, not try to be of service to someone else, because if I try that, I might not be able to give my best. And so at the end of the day, it's like a lose-lose situation. And nobody likes a lose-lose situation. Everybody wants a win-win, right? So the next part of self-regulation is trustworthiness. And any builder that has this acts ethically and are above reproach. They build trust through reliability and authenticity. You know, this authenticity thing is one thing that, you know, even as I am personally, I am in constant state of trying to remind myself why I do what I do, and why I do what I do, and what matters most to me, and learning as well to communicate that clearly and concisely as possible, you know. So for me, that's it. So a person that has trust, you know, self-regulation, understands trustworthiness, they are able to build trust, reliability, and authenticity. They admit their own mistakes and confront unethical actions in others and in themselves. Just like I just said to you guys, that, you know, I feel like that's like a mistake in my part, for, because I had actually known that I won't give my best, but still, I just wanted to, you know. So a person that is, you know, that is authentic in the way they live their lives, they're not afraid to admit that they themselves are, you know, they are not infallible, you know, there's flaws to them, to their self, to their, you know, to who they have flaws, right? And they are willing to build on their strength and work on the weaknesses that they have. That's part of self-regulation. You knowing that, okay, this is the strength you have and this is the weakness you have. How can you strengthen your strength and how can you work on your weaknesses? So another thing about self-regulation is the conscientiousness. This means that the person meets commitments and keeps promises. They meet promises, they keep promises, you know. And they hold themselves accountable for meeting their objectives. They are organized and careful in their work. Conscientiousness just speaks of you just holding yourself accountable, you know, be committed, be dedicated, be diligent. Self-regulation, you know what you want to do, how you want to go about it. And if you don't know how you want to go about it, you tend to seek for help from people. It's not bad to actually ask someone for help when you don't know it, but you know someone that has done what they're trying to do. Go ask for help. You know, what will it cost you? Nothing. Sometimes it does cost you money or cost you time, cost you resources, but you know at the end of the day, you are becoming a better person. You know, so another thing about self-regulation is adaptability. So individuals that have self-regulation, they are able to adapt. No, they handle multiple demands, shifts priority, and rapidly change it. Like, they handle stuff, yeah, well. And they adapt their response and tactics to fit a fluid circumstance. You know, they're not stiff. They're not stiff. They're not rigid. Yes, that's a word. They're not rigid. They're okay. If I try this, it didn't work out. What next? How best can I do it? Just like Tony Robbins will say, he says if you want to get results, you don't have to just stick with one. Like, you don't have to stick with one way of doing it. Probably you did it the first time, it didn't work out, change your approach. You did it another time, it didn't work out, change your approach. So a person that has self-regulation, they know how to change their approach just to get the desired results that they want. So lastly, about self-control or self-regulation is innovativeness. So innovativeness speaks of you seeking out fresh ideas, varieties of ways to do things better, you know, you entertaining original solutions to problems, you generating new ideas, taking fresh perspective and risk in their thinking. Like, okay, they are open-minded to new information, new ways of doing things. Just like I said before, in the case of adaptability, you try the first approach, it didn't work, you do something differently, try something differently till you get your desired result. So innovativeness simply speaks of you being open to new informations, open to new ideas, new ways of doing things, so you can actually get better results. So this is another very essential part of emotional intelligence. This is like the second essential part of emotional intelligence that we're dealing with, which is self-regulation. Self-regulation, and I earlier stated that it has five major components, which is self-control, trustworthiness, conscientiousness, adaptability, and innovativeness. So, on this day, I did like you to think about these things I've said and think of ways you could possibly making the changes, you know, making the adjustments, you know, becoming more adaptable, you know, becoming more innovative, becoming more trustworthy, knowing how to control your emotions. Yeah. As you grow, you evolve, and you become a better person. So, I did want you to have a blessed day. See you tomorrow.